The Matanuska Susitna Borough is working on a plan to dry dock the ferry Susitna in Cook Inlet. But the move would cost the borough more than $1 million, KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
Long the albatross around the borough's neck, the MV Susitna may yet be put into service. At Tuesday's Matsu Borough Assembly meeting, Borough Manager John Moosey said Cruise Marine has presented the borough with a bid to bring the ship from Ketchikan to Cook Inlet.
We have the cost from Cruise Marine to take it out of the water and put it to sleep.
If the plan is successful, the next move would be to find a partner to help put the ferry into service in Cook Inlet, Moosey said. Earlier, Moosey had outlined five options for dealing with the ferry, which is costing the borough about $70,000 a month to keep in Ketchikan. The borough manager said that the vessel could be scrapped or sold or operated as intended or dry docked in Cook Inlet, or the borough could continue seeking a solution to dispose of its one-of-a-kind ship. Moosey reminded the body that the borough still has to pay back about $6 million in federal money that is tied to the ship. Moosey said time is running short on making a decision on the move because moving the ship depends on a high tide in September and October.
The port area would be dug out, which would fit. The curved cradles would be placed there, and at the high tide, the ferry would be floated in on top of the cradles.
Assembly members' reaction to the news ran from skeptical to supportive. Assemblyman Warren Keogh said the move was too risky because it is not known yet if insurance will cover damages to the vessel if something goes wrong.
But frankly, as the dry dock costs and risks are described here, it's not prudent to do it. As much as I'd like to see it here, I think the most prudent option would be, and it pains me to say it, but continue doing what we're doing in the short term and sell the boat and cut our losses.
Moosey also told the panel that he had four solid offers to buy the ship, although none of the potential buyers had put cash on the table yet. In the end, the assembly passed a motion directing the borough manager to continue negotiations with Cruise and to resolve them as soon as possible. Cruise Marine won't comment on the plan before a contract is signed with the borough. I'm Ellen Lockyer.